With today's practice, we'll continue to open the field of awareness beyond the breath and body and physical experience to formally include thoughts and feelings, emotions as part of the meditation field. Obviously, you've had probably a few thoughts and emotions these last few days, even though we didn't formally include it. But now we can, having established some stability of mind, we can consciously open to them as objects of mindfulness. As I've said before, mindfulness of any object is just as valid and liberating as any other object. And so to be mindful of an emotion, or mindful even of the process of thinking, is tremendously freeing and liberating. But it's a bit harder to be clear about an emotion or thought than a physical experience. For most of us, most of the time, because they're so slippery and so easy to get into the content of what's going through the mind rather than the process of that experience. We have an emotion, and although it might manifest in the body or in the whole mental atmosphere, there's a story often that goes with it, and we get stuck on the story level, believing that story to be real and affecting us either in an uplifting way or in a contracting way. But when we see it as just a visitor that's come for a while and not get lost in the content, then we see this is just another part of being human. Whatever the emotion, whatever, as it's called in Buddhist psychology, the mind state, the third foundation of mindfulness, the Buddha talks about just knowing mind states as they arise. Oh, the restless mind, one knows as the restless mind. The mind without restlessness, one knows as the mind without restlessness. The mind with lust, simply as the mind with lust. No judgment, it's just here. The mind without lust, the mind without lust. The concentrated mind, one knows, is the concentrated mind, and so on. So for the purposes of the meditation, it doesn't matter what the emotion is, to simply notice, oh, and this is arising now. This takes practice to feel the emotion without either getting caught in the story or having some kind of a judgment, negative or positive, that this emotion has visited. But this is the gift of practice, to just see it as part of being human. Many of you are probably familiar with the acronym RAIN, as a way to mindfully experience emotions. And for those who aren't, and as a review for those who are, rain, the English word rain, like rain from the sky, stands for recognize, allow or accept, investigate or bring an interest, and non-identify, another way of saying not taking it personally. And so when an emotion comes up, to simply recognize, oh, this is sadness, in a very kind, neutral way. Allow it to be here without an agenda for it to go away. Investigate, not so much analyze or try to figure out, but to just explore, how do I feel this feeling? Where in my body do I feel it? What does it feel like in the mind? And the non-identification is not taking it personally. This is just part of being human, and there's an awareness that can hold it. This really simply comes down to letting yourself feel the feeling without getting lost in the story. And when you're curious and interested, then you're having a different relationship than when you are lost, swept up, either with memory or story or activating some place inside. You're bringing a kind, non-judging awareness that connects with this experience in the same way that you'd know there's the breath or a sound. And with emotions, if they are very strong or seem a bit overwhelming to handle, you can first use that self-compassion practice that we've spoken of, just to first hold it and know that it's here without even going into the mindful analysis. If it seems like a lot, you can just put your hand on your heart or feel what you're feeling in a very kind way. Oh, this is hard. And this is just part of life, and let me hold it with kindness. And then, when you feel a bit more balanced or ready, you can explore it. And also, with emotions, you might not be able to stay with them for a long time. You just touch it for a little while. Okay, let's feel this for the next half minute. And when it gets to be too much, or you're starting to lose your center, or you're getting into a struggle, then come back. Feel your breath, feel yourself sitting here, or open to sounds, or even look around if it seems like it's a lot. And so you want to just explore as long as you can be interested and balanced. And when it's too much, then just turn your attention elsewhere. Thoughts similarly can be seductive or elusive. We can get lost in them. And the idea is simply to know that thinking is happening without getting lost in the story. Often simply noticing, oh, thinking, one is not feeding the thought and it disappears or dissolves. You don't have to keep on holding on to it to explore it. You can see how empty and insubstantial it is. Sometimes there's a repetitive pattern, planning or remembering or judging or worrying, And if that's obvious that a particular thought pattern keeps on coming, you might use that note to just mark, oh, this is how the mind gets caught, and saying it in a very kind way. And often, when there is a particular theme that keeps on coming up, it might be an indication that there's a feeling underneath that is calling for your attention. So you might just ask, if you keep on having a repetitive thought, but what am I feeling underneath this? And just see. If all this seems very complicated, it's really simple, just knowing that you're thinking or knowing what you're feeling and seeing it with a very kind, interested and relaxed awareness. So, you can just, as a brief review, feel a connection with your body as you sit here. Feel a connection with the earth. Let your posture be both upright, dignified, as well as relaxed and open. You can use the breath as your home base. If you like to ground yourself at any time, you can take a few deeper breaths and just fill your being with some calm energy, and then just let go. And as we've been doing, if there's something that calls you away, whether it's sound or sensation, or images, know that they're happening. And now we can also include this whole realm of feelings, emotions, and the thinking process as part of the meditation. Again, if this seems like a lot to remember, it really comes down to simply noticing what's happening right now. Letting it be as it is, unless some adjustment is needed, and opening to it with that kind, interested, and relaxed awareness. So let's check in for a few moments. Doctor?
Yeah, I have one question. I've noticed that my practice is quite often quite serious. And when you're saying that make it like a game, I'm not getting there. And I feel like it would be very helpful if I get some ease and maybe open up a little bit more. If I could make it like more like a game, I think it would help me. So do you have any tips how I could do that? I tried that alien thing and that child thing, but I don't feel like it's so much fun. It's quite serious.
Yes, I've heard this before. That's why I ended up writing a book on awakening joy, because I got very serious in my practice. As I say, dead serious in my practice. And it's so important. And I was just telling the others I'm going to be giving a talk on joy soon, but not until tomorrow night. But tonight you're in for a treat, because Jane's going to be giving a talk, also a heart-opening talk. And it's something that first of all, it's a lot easier to pay attention when the mind is relaxed and open. Do you like to play in your life?
Yeah, but now I'm starting to wondering if I'm playing, I might be serious also.
So, you're a serious player. Yeah. Huh? But right now, as you're laughing, you have that capacity. How does it feel to just even be laughing with all
of it? Yeah, of course it feels very good, yeah.
So you have that in you, and I'm sure you enjoy it. We just have to kind of practice lightening up. Let me ask you, are there any times during the day where you feel a bit lighter and freer?
Yeah.
Tell me when.
For example, yesterday we were doing the loving kindness practice, and there was these images that I was thinking about the times I was happy, and then I really felt happy. And so it's possible, but when I'm doing the normal practice, you know, just feeling my breath or walking, then I'm just then it happens that I'm quite serious.
Okay. Are there, so without going into specifics, is there a time that when you think of you can open to that channel of in a memory?
Sorry.
Is there a memory that you can think of that reminds you?
Yeah.
Use that memory. Just remember to. That it's sometimes it's just opening a channel. In fact, I'll share with you something I was sharing with Anna and Sari and Jane about a wonderful meditation master, Venerable Analio, who is he's a very deep scholar, very strong practitioner, and he was talking about his own practice with the loving kindness meditation, and somebody asked him. I listened to a talk of his. When you do metta, should you be saying the phrases in a very systematic way? And can you be a little bit free form? And he gave this really great answer where he said. You know, I knew at one point that metta was very important for me, And but I just had a really hard time with it. He said, I'm German, so, and naturally I can be very serious. And besides, I had a lot of anger inside of me. And so whenever I would do the loving kindness practice, it would just bring up that much more anger. I don't feel loving, and I'm very frustrated by it. It's really hard. And he said he was meditating in his meditation hut in Sri Lanka, trying to do the metta and just really getting frustrated. And one day he came out of his hut and he saw these two baby chipmunks. You have that, you know, chipmunk, little squirrels. You know, what's the?
Ma'arava. We don't have them here.
No, okay. They're really cute. And they were just playing with themselves and rolling around, and he just looked at them, and it just tickled him so, and he said, oh, they're so cute. And then he said, oh, I'm feeling happy. Oh, I'm feeling, I love those chipmunks. And he said that was his gateway to metta. He didn't use the phrases. He didn't try hard to be mindful. He just thought of those chipmunks. And that was his main practice, his main metta practice for quite some time. He said, you won't find this in the Pali Canon, but it's chipmunk meditation. And something lightened his heart. And so you might just, you know, whether it's that memory or just somehow opening up the channel a little bit and inviting that, not trying hard. It's really, when people say, they do Awakening Joy course, and they say, I'm trying really hard to be joyful. It's just, it won't work if you try hard, but if you just lighten up. Sometimes I used to get very serious before I gave a Dharma talk. For many years, gosh, I'm so serious. And I like to have fun these days, as maybe you've seen. But I was really, you know, I've got to give a good Dharma talk. And then for quite some time, I would just, before I start the talk, just remind myself with the word playfulness. That was, I'd say my intention, and then I just plop in the word, oh, playfulness. And just to remind myself, an invitation, oh, that's possible. Right now, we could all do this. Just close your eyes and think of something that brings you joy. Maybe playing with your dog or with a child or just something that tickles you a little bit. And as you're just remembering, oh, just enjoy that feeling of lightening up. You're just opening to that channel. And you don't have to make it more intense. You're just kind of delighting in that capacity of the heart. And now, just invite yourself to bring that playful spirit into your practice. You might, if you're feeling it for a moment, and there's a smile on your face, enjoy the smile. Let the little kid in you come out, or remember being around kids. They just naturally like to play. And it's in you, too. It just needs a little invitation to come out sometimes. Okay, you can open your eyes. And as far as making it like a game, you know, if you're doing the walking meditation and you're feeling yourself tight, enjoy it. Sometimes I'll pretend I'm dancing and I'll do a, you know, it doesn't look very impressive, but I'm having fun. Don't worry about what you look like. Better to have fun than impress people. They're worried about how they're looking anyway. So, but really, just to remember, this is. I'm just thinking of an Alan Watts quote that I was going to share with the group, and now I'll definitely share it. You're not doing it to arrive at any particular destination. Yes, I'll be mindful, and then I'll fix myself, and then I'll let yourself just enjoy being alive. And, you know, of course, there are some times where it's not fun. There are some times where there's a memory and there's loss and it's painful. And, you know, I'm not saying pretend that there's not dukkha, that there's not suffering. There's suffering in life. But besides those moments when it's just neutral, notice the tendency to slip into that seriousness. If your brow is furrowed or your body is contracted, to consciously lighten up. In fact, here's another thing that I sometimes use. I mentioned it with a little Thich Nhat Hanh's suggestion of sitting with a smile. Okay. Now try this. Really go for it. Put a big, stupid, toothy grin on your face. Good, try it. Especially if you don't want to do it. Try it. Yeah. Notice how that feels. Having a good time? Because the body affects the mind, too. And if we're walking around like this, we're telling our mind to be tight. You know. Try this. You know. This is a little California coming. I know. Just try this. You can be quiet, but inside, say to yourself, "Yay!" In fact, you go ahead, say it, make it out loud, okay? One, two, three.
Yay!
Oh, that's how do we feel? Are we having fun? And there's something about just switching on that channel that we don't even realize we have that capacity. So, you know, so notice how you carry your body, and remember times that you are light. And then the other thing, which I will be talking about when I talk about joy, and people who've done read the book or done the course know, when you're having a pleasant moment, don't miss it. The Buddha talks about not only cultivating wholesome states, but maintaining and increasing wholesome states when they're here. Now here's the tricky part. When you're feeling connected with life, and you're saying, oh, this is a wholesome state, watch out to not get attached to it, or say, oh, how do I keep it here, or how do I make it bigger? Because in a moment, it's just become an unwholesome state. But the way to maintain and increase the wholesome state is to not miss it and enjoy it and just let yourself savor it. In that discourse that I said about thinking I'm generous, the Buddha says, that gladness connected with the wholesome, I call an equipment of mind to disarm all hostility, to end all hostility. So when you're feeling a moment of gladness, it's so gorgeous here. You know, I know it's hot, But it's really gorgeous just looking at the water, or looking at the at life all around, or just enjoying the nature. And if you're touched by it, let that be an object of your mindfulness. Oh, I'm feeling ease right now. Oh, I'm enjoying this moment. That can be as important, at least as important a subject of mindfulness as feeling the breath or feeling a step or knowing that you're feeling sorrow or pain. Don't miss those, and we often miss them because we have our radar out for what we need to be doing right. So just plop in that word, playful or fun, or in when I'm on retreat, I actually do this and I'm finding myself getting really serious. I'll go into the bathroom, you call it bathroom here? Go into the bathroom and I'll look in the mirror and I'll just go, really, I do. And there's a part of me that says, you're getting very serious. Okay, you said you'd smile. But I don't feel like smiling. I'm in a rotten mood. But you said you'd smile. Yeah, I know I said I smile, but you said, all right, already. And I'll go in. And in a moment, it's I can open up to that channel. So just play around with it. And I'm so glad you bring this up, because this is not just you. I was saying to the others, I think I want to give a talk on joy soon. I know maybe other people are familiar with it, but I feel like it's so easy to get serious about practice. Don't wait for the talk. Just let yourself enjoy. Think about it. No emails. Nobody wants anything from you right now, except for you to just be here for your life. This is a time for you to just make friends inside. It's such a wonderful thing you're giving yourself. And appreciate what you're doing and also enjoy it. Because the more you can be playful with it, the easier it is to pay attention and you open your heart.